Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ online ministry.
This week's message is titled, By the Blood of the Lamb. Thank you to Rhonda, Barbara, Dawn, Ed, and everyone else involved in the service. Thank you to Lee for our new video intro.
And the passage I'll be reading today is taken from Revelation 12, verse 1 to 11. A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with a sun, with a moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But she was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. The great dragon was hurled down. That ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, who leads the whole world astray. He was hurled to the earth, and his angels with him. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Messiah. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
Morning, everybody. Thank you for being with us today. Glad to have you. There's no doubt about it that the book of Revelation is one of the difficult books to really grasp, at least it is for me. And there are wonderful scriptures in it, however. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much, even to shrink from death. Well, the book is what I would call an apocalyptic book, meaning that the words aren't just words. They picture it. It's a picture of what's being said. Some of us remember the movie, The Wizard of Oz. And to tell you the truth, when I was quite young, black and white television back then, that movie scared the dickens out of me. That evil witch, these things flying around and whatever. And there was good and there was bad in it, but boy, it frightened me. But over the years, as I watched the movie several times, it's an incredible movie. It's a story about how people can hurt other people and yet be forgiven. How lives can be changed. And how realizing that the love that they first had in their family is a love that they can continue to have forever. It's the story of Jesus. He loves us so much. We know that he's given his life for us, but it's more than that. When we listen to the words of Jesus, it's quite incredible. So Christians overcame by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. And they didn't love their lives so much to even shrink from death, because if they were persecuted and if they did die, they would see God's face to face. But the words picture what's being said in this movie, The Wizard of Oz. There's this evil witch who wanted to destroy not just Dorothy, but all things that were and are good. But as you know, in the end, Dorothy and her companions made their way home in spite of that evil witch. In fact, the witch was destroyed because good and goodness crushed the witch. And the promise of God is that one day there will be no more evil. It'll be a return to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all the lovely people of faith. See, this evil still works in our world, but it doesn't win. It paints this picture of joy, of patience, of kindness, of goodness, of faithfulness and gentleness. And there's this force in this world, and he has several names. And please understand what I'm about to say. This is not just foolishness. These are words that we really don't want to use because it's dangerous. His name is Satan. His name is the accuser. His name is the destroyer. And we want nothing to do with him. He still is a reality in this world. Satan historically specializes in accusation and what people don't like. They divide, they demoralize, they gloat, they refuse to be helpful, they want to be the judge of all things, they believe that their thinking is the correct way no matter what, they give up on people, they accuse and avoid. But similar to the Wizard of Oz, the end of the story is wonderful. The Lord Jesus gives us this peace. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser, meaning Satan, of our brothers and sisters who accuse us day and night. Now listen to these words. He will be hurled down. No more. No more pain. No more anger. No more accusation. It's love. Seeing the face of God. Seeing the face of Jesus. Seeing the Holy Spirit. Seeing our loved ones again. It's not just riddles. It is a reality for all of us. Many of us have lost loved ones who we've loved dearly, and we carry them in our hearts. And God tells us, we will allow you to see their face again. Seeing the face of God, seeing the face of our loved ones. And I know a lot of people look at that or hear these words and go, well, yeah, that's, you know, I guess that's okay. What do you mean? That is the reality of our life. We're born, not a mistake. We live to the best of our ability. We die. We see our loved ones. We see Jesus face to face, our loved ones face to face. And so he says these words, even though there were evil in this world, therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you who dwell in the heavens. In the Bible, it often talks about the blood of the Lamb. Now, it's very interesting. If you grab a concordance, look at the word blood. Wow, a lot of it. But there's a reason for it. The Bible talks about the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. See, in the Old Testament, there were multiple sacrifices given for the Lord's guidance and his loving presence. But most of the sacrifices were blood, the blood of a lamb. In the Old Testament, the blood of the Lamb. In the New Testament, the blood of the Lamb. Today, right now, it's the blood of the Lamb. He has given us forgiveness of sins. And then with the beautiful expression of, if he's giving us forgiveness, can't we forgive others? It's precious what the scripture says. This profound scripture, rejoice in the heavens, rejoice all who dwell on the earth, rejoice always to the Lord. See, they ever came by the blood of the Lamb, and Jesus, in accordance with his pleasure and praise of his glory and grace, which he has freely given to us, the one he loves, it is in him, Jesus, that we have forgiveness and salvation through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And then the Lord says that he will bring, listen to this, and this is part of us, this will be our reality. He says, and then the Lord says, he will bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, Jesus Christ, our Savior. So keep watch over yourselves, sometimes difficult, and all the congregation to which the Holy Spirit has made us overseers. Be shepherds of God's church, which he bought with his own blood. Remember the hymn? What can wash away our sins? Nothing help me but the blood of Jesus. Yeah, it's a reality. You know, sometimes we think that sermons or classes and so forth, that's okay. But it really is deep inside us. It's in our head. It's in our heart. It's who God wants us to be. In Acts chapter 4, Christians were being persecuted because of their faith. They would not bow down to Caesar or any other king. The one who forgives us. In 2 Corinthians, the promise in chapter 4 and verse 6 says, we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, listen to this, will also raise, help me, us. Do we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? Raise your hands if you do. Same promise. Same promise. Does Jesus lie? No. It's a promise that God has for us. From the moment we were born, that promise was in effect. So he says this. The promise found. We know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will raise us with Christ. And all of this is for our benefit. And that's true. That's what John says. And yet, we struggle. Now, outwardly, we may be wasting away. Yet, in our soul, we are being renewed day by day. Again, that's a promise. We just sometimes forget it. God is with us every moment, encouraging us, renewing us. Listen to this. We are achieving an eternal glory. And it outweighs everything because Christ compels us. And then it says, and they did not love their lives even so much to shrink from death. Now, I must tell you, as I begin this conclusion, it's not the easiest to hear. But because of them, we are here. They face things that we don't have to face. It says this, because the Christian faith, some face jeers, flogging, while still others were chained, thrown in prison. They were stoned to death. Sorry. Some were cut in two. They were mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They lived in caves. Some had to live in holes in the ground. And yet, they were all commended for their faith. And God had planned something better for us. To me, that is absolutely incredible. The Hebrew writer reminds us this every day. And without remember really thinking about this, it is a promise, even right now. And here's how God sees us. Here's how Jesus sees us. Here's how the Holy Spirit sees us, even right now. Here's what he says. You have come to the Mount Zion. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly to the church of the firstborn whose names are written in heaven. Your name is there. We've come to God, the judge of all people. Therefore, since we are receiving this glorious kingdom that cannot be understood, cannot be shaken, be thankful and worship God acceptably with reverence and with awe. And then, now the dwelling of God is with each of us. And he will live with us. He is our God. And these words. And remember the promise. There will be, listen to this, no more death. There will be no more pain. There will be no more crying. For that old order of things has passed away. And one day, we will see our loved ones again and be with them. And one day, we will see Jesus face to face. And one day, there will be a new heaven and a new earth coming together as one. Revelation and revival go hand in hand. It was Dr. McKay who wrote these words. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled from fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. What a future we have.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica, Inc. used by permission, all rights reserved worldwide. You can learn more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.